Blog Talk Radio.
Nalema kulila misozi, nikayanga na banja latu. Kupadwa tinabadwa mushe, koma lelo lipazulika. Nikale, tinakalapo kondwela. Lelo heka, tutikumbukila kweta chokela. Amai kubutika mutima, koma zoti tazisoa. Nimaona misozi masomu wake, nimafuto abale nimafuto.
Good morning from Dallas, Texas, and welcome to our show, December 20th, 2014. I think it's exactly, is it 5 days or 6 days before Christmas? I don't know. My mind at times doesn't work properly. Thank you for joining us this morning. We have a great discussion today. We are going to be talking about home ownership in Zambia. This is a joint collaboration between Zambia Block Talk Radio and Zambians Promoting Leadership in America. I think I'll be corrected if I said that right. And we are very glad to everybody joining us. Asia, good evening. I know it's very late there. The Australians are already probably asleep. In Africa, it's early evening, late evening, and in the UK, where our guest is joining us from. And I'll be introducing him here momentarily. But before we do that, we need to just get an understanding what Zambians in America, Zambians promoting leadership in America. And the president and founder is with us. She's not a stranger to this show, a wonderful lady, partner, and colleague. Frida Brezzo, Atlanta, Georgia. Good morning.
Good morning, Nathan.
Thank you for joining us. Am I saying the name of the organization right? Please forgive me.
You're right on. And thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Frida, talk to us about Zambians in America promoting leadership.
Thank you so much. Well, hello, good morning, listeners.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, listeners, and season's greetings to all of you. Depending on where you're calling from, I want to extend a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening from wonderful Atlanta, where today we are experiencing gray skies and light rains. As Nathan mentioned, on August the 2nd, I had the honor of an invitation to Zambia Blog Talk Radio, during which I shared the launch of our non-for-profit called Zambians Promoting Leadership in America. And the type of leadership that we're promoting is transformational leadership, which is really about influencing and making a difference. It's been 4 months since we launched, and I'm thrilled to share with you all that we have been very successful from inspection and are making a difference. On October the 25th, as several others hosted independent Jubilee events, we had ours, which was a 200-person event. We had the privilege of awarding the Martin Luther King family a Freedom, Justice, and Peace Award. The host planning committee that worked with us did an amazing job, and from all the feedback that we've received, this was one, if not the best, independent celebration that was held across the world. And for you listeners who like proof and are in the vein of seeing is believing, I'd like to invite you to our website, www.zambiajubileeatlanta.com, and check out the pictures in the gallery. Also, for you Facebook audiences, please visit Zambia Blog Talk Radio and like our pages. We are up to almost 1,000 likes, and we would like for you to help us achieve that. Our goal for next year is to get to 10,000. So let's get back to transformational leadership, and let's talk about the value of today's call. If you are on the call right now, I'd like you to encourage to text, tweet, WhatsApp to your networks, because I'd like to have as many listeners to come in to hear this wonderful news that you're going to be hearing from Kalumba. This is our gift to you. Why am I asking you to do this? Because we Zambians often complain about not receiving information and understanding what is going on in Zambia. Sometimes we receive information, but it's the wrong information about opportunities in Zambia. The information that Kalumba will be sharing with you today is actionable information, which means that you can act upon it. It's information that we're encouraging you to think about as you wrap up 2015, as you wrap up 2014, and as you think about some of the goals that you're setting for yourselves in 2015, becoming an owner of land in Zambia should be considered. I'm going to share some data with you, and I'm also going to share with you my personal story. First of all, this story. In 2009, my husband and I decided that we're going to buy land in Zambia. And without going into too many details, we needed someone reliable to help us find and secure the land. Long story short, and if you want to hear the long story, you're more than welcome to circle in with me and give me a call, but it's been 5 years, it's been 3 lawyers, it's been many phone calls, it's been a damaged relationship, and finally our court date comes up with regards to this buying of land in Zambia in March of 2015. I'm sharing this with you because I don't want you to go through what I experienced. And with the offering and information that you will be receiving, this should put you back on track. And now for the data. Earlier this week, Forbes shared an article on best places to do business in the world. Out of 146 countries, Zambia came in at number 70 with a GDP of $22 billion and a population of 14.6 million. Our GDP growth is 6%. We're not looking too shabby. 70 out of 146 is pretty good. Earlier this year, as many of you are aware, the U.S.-Africa summit was held, and a decision was made to plow $14 billion into Africa, which means that we are not the only ones that are interested in Africa. We're not the only Zambians that are interested in Zambia. There is competition for others for the land in Zambia. And what you're going to hear about today is information that allows you to start thinking about that so that you will not, 10 years from now, regret that you didn't make the decision. It's about value for your money. So with that said, I'll end off saying, if you snooze, you lose, and I'm going to give it back to Nathan, and thank you again for your time.
Well, Frida, thanks again. You couldn't have said it better. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you that have joined us, there is no need for you to find yourself in Frida's situation where you have to you have to start going to court and sort out all your land issues, property issues. We've all been through this. Joining us from the great country of the Queensland, the United States, is Kalumba Musambachime. He is the business development partner for Diaspora Support Initiative covering the United Kingdom and the United States of America, and that's why we are having this discussion. Kalumba, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Nathan. Thanks for having me on the show.
Excellent. We're glad to have you with us. And for our listeners, before we get into our discussion, like Frida said, this is our gift to you, bringing Kalumba to discuss these issues. Kalumba, before we get into our discussion, let's get a message from our sponsors.
With a population of 7.12 billion people in the world today, millions of people have to deal with international phone cards, expensive landlines, and business phones. Those are the problems. Ish. But smile about it. Stephen Banda Communications have your solution because we provide international long-distance calling access with platinum connection at cheaper rates. And we are open 24/7 to meet and cater for your demand and needs. With us, you face no activation fees, no extra costs. sign up, call 0044-2035-193570. Download our Stephen Banda Communications app on Apple and Android. Free market which allows you to send or receive calls, phone calls anywhere in the world. No extra costs. Visit StephenBandaCommunications.com.
Excellent. Thank you, Stephen Banda Communications, one of the few Zambian companies which has got an app on your phone. That's a great job. Well, Kalumba is joining us from the United Kingdom, like we have said, and is going to be discussing a wide range of things. Kalumba, tell us about Diaspora Support Initiative and the services that it provides.
Well, Diaspora Support Initiative, Nathan, it's exactly what it says on the packaging, if I can put it that way. We're an entity that seeks to provide support to Zambians of the diaspora in whatever business endeavors they choose to engage in. Primarily, we're a real estate organization, but we seek to try and help Zambians like me and you who are abroad with anything that they need assistance with. So in a nutshell, it's what it says on the packaging, trying to help Zambians with problems they may have because of their location, being Zambian-based.
Excellent. You were recently appointed as the business development partner covering the UK, USA. What does this entail, Kalumba, and what are your responsibilities? What are you going to be dealing with?
That's right. In October, to be precise, I had several conversations with the CEO, Mr. Logan Yasulu, someone I've known for several years, about his organization. And one thing that we both agreed on was that, you know, it would be very ideal for the organization, being an organization that seeks to support Zambians in the diaspora, to actually have representation in the diaspora. This would do a number of things. One is validating DSI as an organization and providing a format for people who are possibly in locations where I am to come to me directly, and also providing a platform for me, being based in the UK. It's pretty easy for me to liaise with people in the USA and to liaise with people in mainland Europe about services being provided by DSI. What my role obviously entails then is business development, trying to provide links with fellow Zambians in the UK, trying to provide links with Zambians in the USA, trying to provide links with Zambians in Europe and further in Europe if the opportunity arises. And in that vein, we've created some strategic partnerships, one being with Zain, which is the grouping of Zambians in New England. And obviously trying to establish other links with various individuals. And this is how our association came about with Mrs. Berger, I must add, because we obviously need to look for champions who will help us, you know, put forward our agenda. And she's one of the individuals I knew in the USA who would, you know, help us champion this agenda, really.
Excellent. For those listening, the name of the organization is Diaspora Support Initiative Zambia. You can find them on Facebook, and if you Google search, you can also get the website. It's www.dsiz.co.zm, and as I'm talking to Kalumba, a lot of things will come up there and information which you may want to raise that. One of the things that your organization has done, Kalumba, is established a diaspora database. What is this and how does it work?
Well, the diaspora database is a way in which we seek to be able to circulate information on real estate and other business opportunities to Zambia's diaspora. It's also a way of us interacting with Zambians on specific needs. What it entails is obviously people to register. There's a number of ways in which people can register. They can send us an email to our info@dsiz.co.zm address. They can register on our website. And they can also get their details added through the Zambian-led Diaspora Association. I mentioned earlier on ZANE as being such an organization, so people can get on our database through that. And what this would do, really, is it will give you first-hand information on any opportunities that are coming up in Zambian real estate and business environment. As Diaspora Support Initiative, we're obviously involved in the projects we'll be discussing, and our hope is these are the first of many that will be coming through to Zambian Diaspora through us and our engagement with Zambians abroad.
Okay. So it's actually an important thing that somebody does if they need to get updates on what is going on, like you have said, that we need to do. Is that right?
Most definitely. Most definitely. I mean, you don't want to be left out is the way I would put it. This is a format which will allow people to give us their details, and we will send them any updated information on issues to do with real estate and business. And, of course, we'll be sending you an NDA as well, which means we won't be using your contact details for anything other than the purpose which we say it's for, and it's simply to send you information on business opportunities in Zambia.
Of course, you and I are both Zambians, and most of the people listening here are Zambians. And you know, Kalumba, Zambians are amongst the most skeptical people to give their personal details. Tell us what type of information you are looking for, and what people need to do to sign up or to be part of this DSI diaspora database.
The only information we require is your email address, your name, of course, your email address, and your country of location. We think that is all we need at the moment. Should we need more information, of course, we would ask for it, and it will be used without people's consent. So those are the only three bits of information that are required at the moment. And if anyone at the show wished to go on the diaspora database, they could actually have a look. That's the only information that we require.
Okay, excellent. I'm sure it's very simple. I'm actually looking at it right now on your website. It's simple. Just your name and your email. That's all. Everybody listening,
it's very basic,
you want to
but it gives us the opportunity to share information with you.
Yes. So everybody listening, that's what we're talking about here. You're listening to Zambia Block Talk Radio. We're talking to Kalumba Musambachine, the business development partner for Diaspora Initiative, based in the United Kingdom, and will be covering the United States. Aware, this is a collaboration between Zambia Block Talk Radio and Zambians Promoting Leadership in America, sponsored by Stephen Banda Communications. The website is stephenbandacommunications.com. Please go there. And before we get to this new project which has come up in Zambia, Kalumba, and of course I'm going to allow those that are called in, they have their own questions, and those that may not be able to call in, you can post your comment or your question on our Facebook page, Zambia Block Talk Radio, and we shall read the question to Kalumba to avoid the situation that Frida has ably explained to us. And, you know, all this pain that we go through when we live abroad is unnecessary. Kalumba, can you just briefly tabulate some of the services that DSI offers to those of us that are living outside Zambia?
We offer, and this list is not exhausted because, as I indicated earlier on, we want to be an organization that provides a platform for you Zambians abroad to have your needs dealt with. However, our main areas of business are documentation processing. So we'll help you with title deeds, company registration, and the like. We do property management and estate agency through our office in Lusaka, and we also have representation on the Copper Belt. We deal with project management. We also deal with valuations. We deal with land use and optimization reports, as well as facilities management. So in a nutshell, those are the areas of concern. But like I said, no role is too small for us, especially if it's something to do with people who are abroad and they need our assistance. However, those are our main areas of concern.
One of the issues, Karumba, which a lot of Zambians can attest to, Frida has given us her testimony here, is the issue of the title deed, document processing. I've got friends personally. I mean, everybody here who has called in can testify. I'm sure Titus has got friends, Roger, Matilda, who bought a property which has been sold to 3-4 other people. Talk to us about the importance of dealing with a professional organization like yours to avoid things like that.
Well, the question of dealing with a professional organization, I think, is one that, in my view, should never really even be asked. I think as a community, we tend to generally like to have things, for lack of a better term, I would say, for free. And when you use relatives and friends, what you're doing essentially is you're trying to avoid the cost element of an investment venture, which you're trying to get into. And my view is, if you want something done right, you're best going to a professional and paying for it, because apart from that being their area of concern and business, something they do on a daily basis, by virtue of you paying for that service, they have a responsibility towards you. So using a professional is always a number one choice, in my view.
Mm-hmm.
When you use a professional, they know exactly who to speak to in a lot of organizations, such as the Ministry of Lands and such. They can carry out the necessary due diligence searches to make sure that the piece of land you are being sold isn't actually registered to somebody else in the first instance. So, you know, this is, it's to me, it's a pretty obvious thing. Something of this nature, I mean, buying a house, buying property, is probably the biggest investment a lot of people make. So why would you not want to be professional about it and use a professional services company to actually make sure that all the bolts and nuts are tied to the level they need to be tied, to avoid situations where, you know, you're found in a situation where you need to start litigation to just get, you know, something you've already paid for. So it's quite a painful situation, and through no fault of our own, these things happen, even sometimes when you use professional services. But I can assure you that DSI are a reputable organization, and we pride ourselves on the brand we're trying to build. And, you know, in our due diligence, the first thing we will do is make sure that whatever property you're trying to get into has clean title.
Excellent. Let's go to the new development opportunity that has come up, because that's the way we promoted this discussion, and you're coming to our show, the opportunity for home ownership for Zambians living in the diaspora. So what is this major announcement, Kalumba?
Well, there's two projects I will be discussing with yourselves. Before I go on, I think it's important for me to note that, of course, these are not the first ever projects of such extent to be developed in Zambia. But what they are the first projects which the developers or the vendors have made a deliberate effort to engage the diaspora. These assets are Madison assets, and Madison have made a deliberate effort to engage the diaspora through diaspora support initiatives. And I think this needs to be commended, because, of course, you know, this shows that they clearly note that the diaspora has an important role to play in the development of property assets in Zambia. So I think they need to be commended for that. The first project I'd like to discuss is Bubonia Estates, and this is a secure upmarket estate within Roma Park. Now, anybody who lives in Osaka knows Roma Park and knows that it's an exclusive location. I have quite a soft heart for this area because I grew up in Roma. So going back to Zambia and visiting this area, you know, it makes me feel quite proud of having grown up in the area. So secure upmarket estate within Roma Park, this is approximately 8 kilometers from Saka CBD. Roma Park, you can visit the website and you can see the amenities I'm talking about. The website is www.romapark.co.zm. The Bobonia Estate is to comprise of 32 houses of various sizes. A lot of them are built above roof, above window and roof level. Two are complete and they're being kitted out with furniture so that you they're effectively show houses which you can go into on appointment, of course, and have an idea of what, if you purchased, your asset will look like. There's a selection here. We have one-bed duplexes, which are on a 280-square-meter plot. They're in size 73 square meters. We have two-bed standard houses in two separate divisions. One is 300-square-meter plot. The other is 350-square-meter plot. The sizes of the houses are 108 square meters and 117 square meters. We also have the three-bed standard houses, which are on a 500-square-meter plot. The house size itself will be 143 square meters. Now, of course, these are different size houses, so in terms of pricing, they'll be different as well. The one-bed duplex is currently being marketed at 600,000 Gambian Kwacha. The two beds are in two separate price ranges, the difference being 10,000 Kwacha, so it's half, 790,000 Kwacha and the 800,000 Kwacha price range. And the three bed standard is 1.1 million Gambian Kwacha. Of course, because of the size of cash outlay expected here, funding has been arranged, so there's funding readily available as long as the criteria is met, and the main criteria being you, of course, have to have a regular monthly income to support the payment of the mortgage. FNB are on hand to offer 10 to 20-year mortgages, depending on your circumstances, of course, and these are at 90 or 100% loan-to-value. So that, in essence, is Buboni. Now, why do I think it's a great investment? I mean, Roma is one of the preferred locations in Lusaka. So as a residential location, I think you can't even question that. Ideally, these houses would suit an owner-occupier, so someone who's looking to buy and use when they come to visit Zambia, or it could actually suit someone who's looking to buy for investment purposes. I've attained from my colleagues an idea of rental rates in that area, and they've given me figures which are around the $2,500 a month for a very good two-bed. So in terms of return on your investment, if you're buying this as an investment, if you look at the purchase price, and even when you convert that to dollars, if you look at the purchase price and you look at what you'll be able to attain on a monthly basis, you're looking at returns of around 20%. So double-digit returns in any market.
Let's do this, Kalumba. I want us to zero in into a few little details. So the Buboni Estate Project in Roma, you are basically talking about partially completed or done homes and some empty plots of land that are for sale. Am I right?
Buboni, we're talking about houses. So you're buying a house at Buboni.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the development process. A couple are completed. The rest are on the plan to be completed. So there is a development plan currently still ongoing. So they're all going to be completed. You'll be buying a house.
Okay, excellent. And then, of course, you've talked about funding, which is being done by
FNB.
First National Bank, or which is out of South Africa. Of course, they've got offices in Zambia. Isn't that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So that's Buboni project. Number one, we'll see what the people have called in, what questions they have on this. What is the second project we are talking about here?
The second project is Hillview Estate. This is slightly behind Buboni in the sense that Buboni, we're talking about houses, whereas at Hillview Estate, we're talking about plots in the first instance, but there is also a development package or on offer should you wish to go for that package. So Hillview is a planned mixed-use development in the Kafue district. It's only about 5 minutes from Kafue CBD. It's on a 370-acre piece of land on the riverfront, bordering River Motel on the far end. The subdivision will comprise of 882 residential, commercial, and social amenity plots. These are going to be offered in phases because this is a site is being serviced. What we have in terms of the split is 733 1,000 square meter plots. We have 140 1-acre plots. We have 32 plots of different sizes, which are for commercial, 6 for social amenities such as hospitals and schools, and we have one that is being designated for a resort and recreational facilities.
Excellent.
The cost of these,
mm-hmm.
Shall I go on to the cost, Nathan?
Pardon?
The cost of these?
Yes.
Is the 1,000 square meter plots are 47,000 kwacha. The 1-acre plots are 175,000 kwacha, and the commercial plots are being sold on a per square meter basis. So you're talking about 62 kwacha 50 per square meter.
Mm.
In terms of funding,
mm-hmm.
We're not looking at funding for the actual plots because, of course, if you're looking to buy this land, it's not in a price range which would require a mortgage, and I'm sure, from what I understand, they don't lend to individuals on bare land in Zambia. But terms are you pay 10% and you could pay the rest over 36 months. Now, for me, this represents great value because 47,000 kwacha is close to 5,000 pounds. In my calculations, and you're only required to pay 10% up front. So for £500 up front and the rest over 36 months, you have yourself a 1,000 square meter plot close to, you know, riverfront.
Okay. Excellent. I think let's take a few questions here for people to ask specific issues and understand what exactly we are discussing concerning these opportunities. Let me go to the phone lines. Those of you that have called in, if you have a question for Kalumba, please press 1 on your phone keypad so that I know that you have a question to ask. Let me go to 407. Okay. I think I just lost that number. Okay, let me go to Canada. Roger, please go ahead. Hello, Roger.
Oh, Canada, I was talking to myself. I was talking. Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I was talking to myself. Thank you, Karumba. This is Roger here in Code Canada. And thank you for this initiative. Let me find out one or two things. Number one is, what is the relationship between you, the Zambia Diaspora Initiative, and these projects which are happening? How are you connected to them?
Well, Diaspora Support Initiative are an independent entity. Our connection to these projects are that the vendor, the developer, the seller, have come to us because they've looked at their project and they've wanted to engage the diaspora. And instead of reinventing the wheel, they knew of the organization, So they got into conversations with our CEO and subsequently gave GSI the mandate to assist them with selling these assets to Zambians in the diaspora. So that is the relationship.
Okay. That is good. I just wanted the clarification. Number two, the bank. Are you also affiliated of some sort to the bank, or the banks are working with the developers?
The bank are working with the developer. The developer, of course, has already had discussions with the bank, and the bank has agreed to provide funding to Zambians in the diaspora who will be willing to buy assets in these developments. So the bank is on board, so that problem which people would face has already been resolved. You're not required to find your own funders.
Oh, this is a great thing. Nathan, I think we need our friends the coming month or so. We spread this news on this radio, see how we can get connected. Thank you, Makalumba, for this job.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, excellent. The website, the people are asking for that website. Let me give it again. Apart from the website, Kalumba, I think you need to adjust your settings. I don't know whether you're on speakerphone or what. Some people are saying they can't hear you properly. The website is www.dsiz, or is it Z? I don't know. I was taught by British. .co.zm. That's the Diaspora Support Initiative website. And you can even go on Facebook. We are also on Facebook, Zambia Diaspora Support Initiative Zambia. You'll find them there on Facebook, and all the information is posted there. Kalumba, there was that website you gave for Roma. What's that website?
www.romapark.co.zm.
Okay, that's good.
www.romapark website, and Buboni sits within Roma Park, so it would be good for people to see the general surrounding.
Excellent, that's excellent. Okay, let's go to the phone lines and take some more phone calls here. We have a caller from the United Kingdom. Last four digits, 7734. Is this Uncle GM?
No, this is Chisela Lazarus in Scotland.
Chisela, welcome, and please go ahead with your question.
I'm quite impressed with what's going on, actually, with Bakalumba. And my question is that is related to what has been happening. We have had a number of people coming over from Zambia. The last time we had the Zambian government under the Banda administration sent the private secretary and with Bamlenga to come here, who were also developers, talking about developing, selling properties, and those properties were supposed to be sold to people in diaspora. My main question is that do you have a legal structure that will provide safeguards for Zambians who in diaspora would like to buy properties in Zambia? Considering that at the moment, when I look at the judicial independence, there's a lot of questions considering of the events that have just been taking place in the couple of weeks ago. There is a big question whether the legal structures are there that can sustain such kind of development.
Well, speaking as an independent individual, of course, DSI aren't government affiliated, so in terms of legal structures that government has set in place, I can't really comment much on that. But what I can say is Zambia generally is a safe environment for you to invest in. And what I do know is the Surveyors Institute of Zambia are trying as well to put in place structures that will avoid situations where we have rogue estate agents dealing in property. They want to put in place measures that will lead to discrediting of any rogue estate agent. So in terms of steps being taken, that is one step that I can tell you that's being taken, because there's lots of investment that's going into Zambia, and I think this is recognized by several individuals, and we're trying to uproot anything that might distract people from investing. So I can't speak about government initiatives to do that, because of course I'm not government, and DSI as an entity are not related to any government entity itself. But what I can tell you is that I do know the Surveyors Institute of Zambia are looking at this quite critically.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that response, because what will give us will give a lot of us people in diaspora confidence to invest back home, and we're so much interested in investing back home in such kind of initiative. And I really applaud you for having come up with such kind of initiative. And what we'd like to see as well is that if you can spread your wings in these with people in diaspora by contacting maybe the associations in different countries in the world where the Zambians have established the associations. I think it would be a good platform for Zambians to understand that there is such kind of projects going on back home.
Thank you very much. That is exactly what we're trying to do. And, you know, one thing we say at DSI is we're trying to be an alternative to greed and fear. We're trying to help people realize that, you know, some people might have had very bad experiences, but there is an alternative. And, you know, if you want further information on what's going on in terms of the SIZ, you could email me at kalumba@dsiz.co.zm, and what I could do is I could get further information for you.
Repeat that email address again, Kalumba. There's a lot of interest from people here. Say that email
it's
address
Kalumba,
again.
So all of you are Zambians, so you should be able to spell Kalumba, but I'll spell it anyway. It's kalumba@dsiz.co.zm.
Okay, excellent. All right, we'll continue with the questions, and let me mention to everybody
Nathan. Nathan, before I go, I just want to add on to what Brother Kalumba said here. Okay, there is an echo there. Someone, I think, we need to shut the mic. You are a Dallas Cowboy fan. Jerry Jones said that when I bought the Dallas Cowboys, I knew I was dancing with the devil. And someone also says, you know, doing business sometimes you have to learn to, you know, to dance in a storm. What is happening in Zambia is we have the Chinese who are buying land as far as Mbala. Chinese are buying land as in places we cannot think of. And in the meantime, we, the owners, are very, very hesitant. I think it's time we remove the fears which we have, and time to throw ourselves in the storm.
Excellent. Thank you, Roger. Everybody listening, please note that normally at the end of this show, it means we are done for the day. But I want to let you know that 2 hours after our discussion with Kalumba is done, we have a special feature discussion with Dr. Nevis Mumba. So please join us. That's going to be 2 p.m. for those on the East Coast, 11 a.m. on the West Coast, 7 p.m. where Lazarus and Kalumba is, and 2100 hours in Zambia. Let's go to Florida, 407-7286. Hello, Florida. Okay. I seem to have lost this number again. The last four digits are 7286. Can you please go ahead with your question?
Hello?
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, this is Emmanuel Chipungu. I'm calling from Orlando, Florida.
Thank you, Emmanuel. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, sir. I think the issue was raised a little bit earlier. You know, this is the largest investment which people make, you know, in their lives. But the issue of the title deeds, when the other gentleman was talking on the, I didn't catch that, you know, clearly. Sometimes, you know, that is what is really putting people off, you know, because they know that, you know, as the example was mentioned, that, you know, you buy a property, you find that property has been in 4 or 5 or 6 hands, then you end up, you know, the who's are there because of the non-clarity, I mean, of that issue. So the issue of the title deeds, you know, is the major impediment. And then, you see, we know that there's opportunities for foreigners where they benefit, you know, in Zambia without, you know, paying taxes.
Yes.
There are also Zambians here who have attained, you know, American citizenship. So if we, in the Zambian and American, you know, capacity, we can get, you know, benefits, you know, from the Zambian, you know, government, what programs are there which we can all utilize? Because we are seeing these Koreans coming, we are seeing these Rwandese, you know, coming, and then they're getting all these tax-free, you know, free that because our government, you know, has got that policy. Okay, if those programs are working for these Rwandese, Somalians, you know, who have really settled and they are making the money out of our brethren, why can't we also, American citizens, you know, British citizens or whatever country, you know, you have attained your citizen from, why can't we enjoy those same benefits, you know, as what these other foreigners, you know, are enjoying? If there's a way, let's share that, because my success is your success.
Excellent. Excellent, Baimano. Excellent. Let me do this. Roger, I don't know whether you want Kalumba. I don't know whether you want to respond to that. Then Roger and Dr. Monsanje, I think you need to address this issue by Emmanuel has raised. Kalumba, you want to respond to that?
Well, my response would be, it would be difficult for me to respond because, of course, we're not part of government, so I can't really make any comments on why the government has not introduced any initiatives that might, you know, encourage investment in the same way they encourage investment from non-nationals. But what I can say is these two projects that I have mentioned, you know, are an opportunity for Zambians. I know that foreigners are allowed to purchase in Zambia. Mm-hmm. They're allowed to purchase land. However, this opportunity is being initially offered to Zambians abroad. It hasn't been opened up to Zambians in Zambia. It's initially being offered to Zambians abroad. And, you know, the color of money is the same. Zambians abroad need to grab this opportunity with both hands, invest. If that doesn't happen, you know, what will happen is this will be offered to people on the ground. And the people on the ground include groups of foreigners. So, you know, it's up to us to make sure that we're the ones who are investing in this asset.
Excellent. Yeah. Thank you, Kalumba. Still in Florida, 407-1554.
Yes. My name is George Manuel. I'm just interjecting myself into this Zambian vital Zambian discussion. I have two questions. My first question was...
You are a friend of Zambia, George. Welcome.
Thank you. My first question was, where is the mantra? I was in Zambia growing up in the 60s too. Where is the mantra? Zambian first, second Zambian, third Zambian, until there are no more Zambians. The third one was, when calculating these investments, do you take into consideration the minimum payment for a Zambian in Zambia? Because I what I'm hearing is the color of money being the same, but not the color of payment being the same. I'll take my answer from there.
Thank you, George. Kalumba?
Well, these are basic terms. I mean, if you're looking to get a mortgage, usually you're required to pay 10% and the rest is spread over the course of the loan term. Your monthly payments, your overall payment is dictated, of course, by the purchase price of the property. And if the market is working correctly, the purchase price of the property is dictated by what similar properties have sold for. So it's not a case of people just pulling a finger out of their thumb and thinking, okay, I'll sell it for this much because I spent this much on it. It has to be backed. And what DSI has had to do, for a lot of people, is provide supporting documentation in terms of comparables. So in terms of the pricing for these assets, they've looked at the pricing of similar properties in the development, and that is what they're going for. So they're not going to be looking at what this Zambian in, for instance, the USA, or this Zambian in the UK, or this Zambian in Australia can pay. But what they can do is look at individual payment plans in terms of the length of your loan. So, you know, with interest, the law, if you pay over a longer period, you end up paying slightly more. If you pay a larger deposit initially and spread the cost over a shorter period, you end up paying slightly less. So there is no distinction in terms of, you know, who's being offered a good deal.
It's pretty excellent. Much on a... Obviously, we can't exhaust all the information here. The website is www.dsiz.co.zm. The purpose of this discussion is to provoke what is happening right now for us to continue to look for more details. And the other website is romapart.co.zm. And that's the information. I'll allow one more question and then let my friends from Zambia Diaspora Investment Group also to say something. I need to let somebody from my neighborhood here to ask a question. 817-4546.
Good morning, Pastor Nkama. It's Stephen Banda
Good
here.
Good morning, sir. Dr. Banda.
How are you, sir?
Good.
I will have a quick question, sir, for Mr. Kalumba. You could have covered this. Maybe you did not. Hear it because I'm at work. But my question was, what criteria do the banks use in Zambia in order to extend credit to the people in diaspora in terms of collateral and capacity? What characters do they look at in the nitty-gritties of the application that should qualify a Zambian in diaspora to, you know, to get that loan? Maybe you can educate me on this. Thanks.
Thank you, Stephen.
Well, the main thing is going to be your ability to pay back. So you need to be in gainful employment.
Mm-hmm.
See, that is the main thing. So you need to be in gainful employment. Okay. And I understand, having conversations with my colleagues, that they require some kind of referencing. In terms of collateral, if you're buying a property, that in itself will be the collateral. So if you don't keep up your loan payments, they'll foreclose on you, of course, and sell it to somebody else. So that you won't be required to put up anything else as collateral. Your ability to pay will be measured on your being in gainful employment. So you will need to provide your pay slips or your bank statements showing that you have a certain amount of money going on a monthly basis, enough to cover the amount that you have borrowed effectively.
Okay. The question that Emmanuel from Florida asked is very cardinal, and I have some colleagues here who are participating in this discussion, Kalumba, Fred, and everybody listening, who have got an opportunity for us in a way to participate in what Kalumba is talking about or otherwise. Dr. Monsanje, good morning in Pennsylvania.
Good morning, Nathan. I was just going about to ask Mr. Kalumba some more pertinent questions. I want to thank him for coming on Zambia Block Talk Radio to talk about investment opportunities and how his organization is able to help Zambians to do the paperwork or whatever else that they do. However, as he may have heard, we have a group here in the United States, actually U.S. and England, the U.K., because our president used to live in the U.K., Mr. Mwanza.
Mm-hmm.
This group is focused on real estate investment. For Zambians, like the lady who spoke at first said,
mm-hmm.
we have these great opportunities, because if you don't do it now, you will regret after 10 years to find the why you did not do it. Our situation is that I don't know why most of us Zambians, we want to keep our money in our pocket and try to use the relatives to do business in Zambia. And usually there are funerals and all sorts of things that are happening. We end up losing out. I'm actually an example myself in my personal endeavors. I was sending money all the time and the money just disappeared. There are a lot of funerals there and other things happening. The question that I have for Kalumba is how can they have a database, how can they unite Zambians in the diaspora to work together, not to work each one by ourselves, like myself working by myself, but to join this Zambia Diaspora Business Group, which is doing quite well right at the moment, and we are focused to make investment in Zambia.
I'm quite happy to have discussions with our CEO, because what Diaspora Support Initiative are trying to do is to make things easier for all Zambians. And as you've indicated, your group has been in existence for several years, and we're quite happy to enter into partnerships with whatever organization that is out there, to have collaborations which we can mutually benefit from. We've done so with Zain, and we'll be looking to do so with various other groupings. So it's very important, as you've indicated, that the mindset of us Zambians changes. You said a lot of us Zambians want to keep our money in our pockets, and we don't want to invest back home. There's several Zambians who, after leaving, they don't even want to think about Zambia. But I think slowly the mindset is changing, and we're all realizing that, home is home. That is where home is, regardless of whether you've been in the UK for 12 years like myself, or if you've been in the USA for 35 years. Home is home. And the sooner we all pull together for the benefit of our country as a whole, the better. And we as DSI are happy to work with whatever partnership is out there and is willing to work with us. It's a business venture, but second from that, it's, we're trying to build capacity in terms of Zambians, cooperating across ports.
Excellent. The website is dsiz.co.zm. If you need to write to Kalumba, it's kalumba@dsiz.co.uk. That information is available. They are also on Facebook, Diaspora Support Initiative Zambia. And this was our discussion. We are concluding our show on Diaspora Support Initiative and the opportunities to own property in Zambia. In exactly 2 hours from now, I'm inviting everybody listening out there, those that have called in, please join us for a special discussion with Dr. Nevas Mumba, as we'll be discussing. He just survived being lynched by some people, didn't want him to stand as candidate, is going to be discussing that topic. Kalumba, thank you. And your final word?
Thank you very much for having me on the show. You're doing great things, and I'm quite honored to join the list of eminent Zambians who've graced your show. Special thanks to Afrida for facilitating this, and I look forward to hearing from everybody who's been listening regarding further information, and we hope to keep you all in touch.
Excellent. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you in 2 hours' time.
With a population of 7.12 billion people in the world today, millions of people have to deal with international phone cards, expensive landlines, and business phones. Those are the problems.
smile about it. Stephen Banda Communications have your solution because we provide international long-distance calling access with platinum connection at cheaper rates. And we are open 24/7 to meet and cater for your demand and needs. With us, you face no activation fees, no extra costs. Sign up, call 0044-2035-193570. Download our Stephen Banda Communications app on Apple and Android. Free market which allows you to send or receive calls, phone calls anywhere in the world. No extra costs. Visit StephenBandaCommunications.com.